Six West Kootenay residents were awarded the King Charles III Coronation Medal at a Castlegar ceremony on March 4. This commemorative medal recognizes individuals who have made significant contributions to Canada, their province, territory, region, or community. Across the country, 30,000 medals are being awarded. This group of medals were presented to Sandy McCrate, Deb McIntosh, Vince Salvo, Joan Snyder, awarded posthumously, Dan Ashman and Morag Carter by South Okanagan, West Kootenay MP Richard Cannings, who also nominated the recipients. In September, Trail and Castlegar residents Jerry Rempel, Darlene Schultz, Anne Goderis and Jan Morden also received medals after being nominated by Kootenay West MLA Katrine Conroy. During the ceremony, Cannings listed the following reasons for his nominations. Sandy McCrate has been a dedicated advocate for seniors since 2006, tirelessly working to create and coordinate programs that empower and support older adults. As the founder of Castlegar's Iris, increasing recreation involving seniors, she has developed a dynamic initiative that promotes independence, education, recreation, nutrition, and socialization. Believing that seniors are a valuable yet often underutilized resource in our communities, McCrate focuses on fostering inclusivity, safety, and meaningful intergenerational connections. Through collaboration with local organizations, she has been instrumental in promoting senior involvement and engagement, strengthening the community as a whole. McCrate is also a BC Community Response Network coordinator, advocates for the prevention of elder abuse and ageism, Castlegar Better at Home coordinator, and was recently appointed to the Office of the Seniors Advocate, Council of Advisors. Deb McIntosh is a true pillar of community service and advocacy. With an unwavering commitment to making a difference, McIntosh has dedicated countless hours to supporting and uplifting those in need. She plays a vital role in running the Castlegar's food bank, ensuring that no one in the community goes hungry. Her passion for helping others extends to community outreach for vulnerable populations, where she works tirelessly to provide essential support and resources. She is also instrumental in overseeing the local shelter, ensuring it operates efficiently and compassionately for those who rely on its services. McIntosh is deeply involved in fostering a thriving and connected community. She oversees the local community market, creating opportunities for small businesses and artisans to flourish, and plays a key role in preserving local history through her leadership in the Heritage Society. Additionally, her years of service as a Castlegar City Councillor reflect her dedication to advocacy, policy, and the betterment of the city she calls home. Deb McIntosh's impact on Castlegar is immeasurable. Vince Salvo is a man whose lifelong dedication to education, social justice, and community development has left a profound impact. He earned a PhD in sociology, specializing in organizational theory, social psychology, and statistical research methods. Salvo's career in academia spanned 7 institutions, including Selkirk College, culminating in his role as chief academic officer at Grande Prairie Regional College, where he was later honored with instructor emeritus status. As a union president, he fought tirelessly to improve working conditions for faculty and staff and enhance the educational experience for students, even testifying before the Labor Relations Board in a landmark case. Beyond academia, Vince's passion for reducing socioeconomic inequality led him to work in community development in Michigan and Port Alberni, serving as executive director of the West Coast District Council of Indian Chiefs. He also consulted for local and provincial governments, addressing critical issues such as victim safety and Indigenous rights. Vince's leadership extended to numerous community and provincial organizations, serving as president or treasurer of 10 agencies, the Castlegar Villa Society. As an advocate for healthcare reform, he was the first patient representative on the Collaborative Services Committee for Doctors of BC and Interior Health. Throughout his life, Vince has remained committed to justice, peace, and reconciliation, embodying the true spirit of advocacy and community service. His legacy continues to inspire those who strive for a more equitable world. Joan Snyder Joan Elizabeth Montgomery Snyder was a trailblazer in education, environmental advocacy, and women's advancement. Joan's legacy is one of passion, dedication, and unwavering commitment to science and conservation. An early pioneer, she earned her pilot's license and was an advocate for women's equality, becoming a member of the Civil Air Patrol and the International Organization of Women Pilots, the 99s. Academically, she obtained a BSc from Jacksonville University and an MSc and PhD in biology, ecology, and plant ecology from Emory University, followed by a postdoctorate NSF grant in microbial biology at the University of Utah. In 1973, Snyder broke barriers as the first female professor of biology at Notre Dame University, Nelson. She later taught at Selkirk College and Grande Prairie Regional College, where she was the first female instructor in multiple scientific disciplines. As an educator, she inspired generations of students to pursue careers in biology, botany, and environmental science. Snyder's research focused on lichen ecology, biodiversity, and mountain caribou conservation, influencing environmental policy and forestry practices in Alberta and BC. A leader, scientist, and passionate advocate, Snyder's work continues to shape environmental stewardship today. Through her contributions to research, education, and community service, her legacy lives on in the countless students and conservationists she inspired. Her husband Vince Salvo accepted the award on her behalf. Dan Ashman. Ashman has been a cornerstone of the trail community for over 40 years, shaping both the automotive industry and local development. Born in Ontario and raised in Penticton, he moved to trail in 1974, where he pursued his passion for automobiles while playing junior hockey for the Trail Smoke Eaters. In 1982, Dan took a leap into entrepreneurship by founding AM Wheels, a Lada and Suzuki franchise. His success led to an invitation from Ford Motor Company in 1984 to take over the Ford dealership in Trail, marking the beginning of AM Ford. On November 30, 2024, AM Ford proudly celebrated 40 years under Dan's leadership, an exceptional milestone in the industry. Beyond business, Dan has left an indelible mark on his community. His contributions exceed $1 million across the Kootenay Boundary Region, including sponsoring local hockey teams and regional events, donating over $100,000 to the Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital, spearheading the first mobile MRI campaign with a $25,000 donation, leading the effort to bring the 1995 Babe Ruth World Series to Trail, advocating for a 24-hour border crossing at Winnetta to improve trade and safety, donating life-saving defibrillators to regional arenas. Dan's leadership embodies integrity, generosity, and a commitment to regional prosperity. Celebrating this milestone with his wife of 50 years, Patty, and their children, Dan continues to be a beacon of community-driven success. Morag Carter. Carter has dedicated her life to environmental justice, local economic development, and community inclusion. As executive director of the Skills Center and Inside Job Consulting since 2017, she has transformed these organizations into a sustainable, inclusive hub for trail and surrounding communities. Under her leadership, the Skills Center has strengthened rural and industrial communities through skills training, career development, and social programs, including the Regional Poverty Reduction Initiative, Thriving for All. Carter's impact extends across local, regional, and provincial boards, including the Mir Center for Peace, Vantage Point, and the Lower Columbia Community Development Team Society, all dedicated to building strong, healthy, and sustainable communities. Before joining the Skills Center, Kafferter spent 25 years in the environmental nonprofit sector, leading transformational campaigns on chemical safety, marine ecology, and climate action. As a key figure at Greenpeace and the David Suzuki Foundation, she led Canada's climate and energy team for a decade, shaping policies to boost renewable energy and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Her influence is global. She has helped develop United Nations conventions on chemical safety and climate change, participated in WTO trade negotiations, and worked with governments to advance climate policies and environmental protection. Carter is a visionary leader, environmental advocate, and community builder whose work continues to inspire and create lasting change.